Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. And I'm having a little trouble logging in here. And good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson. Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson from Las Cruces, New Mexico. And tonight I want to talk about how we look for help and we stay looking for help and we never expand out of it. And what we keep looking for is people for the silver bullet rather than being the person with the wherewithal and the wisdom to move your life forward. And we really get stuck in the same old routine and things like that. And what really brought this on is I've been watching and paying attention because I'm a student of personal growth, not of self-help, of personal growth. And it's really personal expansion because I allow myself to really open up to move forward. And as we do this, we forget to really set everything in motion because we're always looking instead of opening our eyes to our own talent. And as I open up more to this and I understand this more, I really become enthralled and engaged in being a student of the game. And that's something that I really, really choose to do is be the student. And I did a hypnosis this week with a friend of mine. I was the client, and I found out some stuff about myself. But here's the thing. If you're going to do something, you have to be a student to understand it because you can't just do it and give it to somebody and think it's all going to be good and it's all going to go forward the way you choose. What really happens in life is people forget to do things and understand that life happens when we're doing things and we aren't paying attention to our own lives. And that's something I've expanded into and being willing to make a choice, even though it's an uncomfortable choice. And that is something else I've really expanded into because I opened up to that. This week, when I moved to Tulsa, now I'm going to Phoenix, and that's where I want to live, actually. And what I really opened up to is me being willing to expand through things and open up and understand that life happens when you're looking away and not looking forward where you're supposed to be looking. And as I do this, I really, really become more engaged in my own life journey. And I also opened up to something else. A friend of mine called me to go to a deal down in Austin, and I turned it down. And I really learned something from that. I probably turned down something that would have expanded me. And I turned it down before I really stopped and thought of a way to get there because I was leaving Tulsa to go to Phoenix. And this opportunity come in there, and I shied away from it. And that is something I really expanded into, is the shying away of it. And, you know, it isn't that I shied away. There's a lot on my plate, but how did I overlook something that may have expanded me and made my life better and done things to really open me up instead of me staying the same? And see, that's what the help, I call it just being scalped in help. And what I mean by that is when somebody says they're going to help you or you're going to help somebody, do you have the courage to let them go and to let them go forward and to do things? Or do you keep them ingrained where they're at? And so you got control, because a help is kind of a control. mechanism in the subconscious and in the inner land. And that is something I've expanded into, and I really starting to understand. I am the one that is trying to control everybody and everything. Not anybody else. It's me. And as I do this, I become ingrained in the same. Because when I help somebody, I always think they're indebted. Subconsciously, I was taught that. And how do you feel about that? And does that really play out in your life today? But as we do this and we go forward, we got to open up to new things. And that's what I'm doing now. And I also come to a cold-hearted truth with myself, and I had to admit things to myself, because if you're going to expand people and things are going to happen, the one you have to really engage in at first is myself. And nobody else can do that for me. I have to do it for myself. I'm actually standing outside right now where it's cool here in Las Cruces, and Las Cruces is a very pretty area. The white sands out in the white sand desert, it's all, this country is very beautiful. And how do you stay off in the back roads and the back ways of the back roads of the country in your life and afraid to go where you've never been? And that's what I'm doing right now. And I really am enjoying it, even though sometimes I get a little bit stir crazy, I guess is the best way to do it, say it. And because there is uncertainty in this. But how is my uncertainty my certainty? That's a question I always ask myself. I've really learned to ask forward-leading questions. And that's something else that's really expanded me and allowed me to do more and do different things, because as I choose to expand, I choose to live a better way. And it's not about what I know. It's about what I understand and what I'm willing to expand into. And that's what these two journeys have done. They've really opened me up to a new paradigm and things like that. But something else is happening here. I'm becoming more willing to engage in my dreams by being willing to travel. It's kind of like my dreams and my life take me places across the country. I've been across the country twice, from Detroit, Washington to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and now from Tulsa, Oklahoma to Phoenix, Arizona, all in less than 2 weeks. You know, it's opened me up, and it's me being willing to go, and there's nothing waiting for me at any place except for new learning lessons and new life-expanding lessons. So as I move forward through this, I really have to open up to engage in the teachers that I'm going to come across. And they're really not teachers. They're life-expanding, enlightened people that are going to engage me deeper in myself. And that's something else that I've really expanded into, as I'm more willing to see the world expand me than me try to expand myself in the same way, in the same old things all the time. How do you do that? How do you allow yourself that to happen? And that is something that I'm not sure on anything anymore. But what I am sure of is life is an adventure when you choose to indenture your own adventurous self in it and really allow yourself to move forward through being willing to travel, because the spirit travels without us knowing it. But how do we try to stay in the same place and do the same thing every day, and then we get caught up in some stuff? And that's basically what we do. We just get caught up because we all get caught up in what is going on rather than what we can see and what can be happening. And that's where I really opened up to this help thing, because I watch people say they're going to help, but they never want to quit helping and allow the person to take the step. The person has to take the step and feel good about it, and not under the eyes of the person that helped them. So when I show people a way for them to see their talent, they're free. And that is a major thing for people to understand. It's about opening up to see your own inner spree be celebrated in your daily life. And as I move forward through this, and I started expanding more, and the omnipotence of having the courage to travel around and be free is something I'm really understanding. Most people lack the freedom I have. And that is something I'm really, really choosing to exploit in myself and do myself. Because it's a freedom I have. And I probably have the most freedom of anybody, and I've always had it. And it's always something I will have. Whether I like it, dislike it, or whatever, it's what I have. And that's something I want to start speaking about, is the freedom of being able to move and travel. You know, a house is a great thing, but how is it a limitation? How is all the material chattels in your life a limitation? And that is something I never realized until this. You know, I could probably get rid of everything and be okay with it, but it's nice having the material stuff too. So it's really having the desires, not what you need, it's what you desire. That is what the wealthy people understand. They have what they desire. Rather than trying to live down to what other people say or what other people do. And that is something that's quite unique in its own way. So what is it that you really desire but you lack the courage to go get? And I went through this in my hypnosis, and it's really being attached to the steadiness of a paycheck that's, well, it's four figures, weekly, with benefits. And the benefits are the hard thing for me to release because in this day and time, but now it's time for me to show the courage I have it. If I want to teach it, I choose to do it first. And that is something else that I'm really expanding into. But I also have the courage to travel around, find the stuff, and do it. I don't wait for anything. So that's also something to be, that I show courage in and things like that and move my life forward. But as I understand this more and more, there is absolutely no certainty in the physical world. We think we can get everything, all of our ducks in a row, but that don't mean they're there. And that don't mean nothing more than anything. So what is it that you choose? What are you ignoring that you choose to experience? And that's something that I just come up with. What am I ignoring that I will choose to experience? You know, a cascading cash flow is something I choose to experience. But, you know, just having fun. How do I ignore having fun? People think they're having fun and they're just really going through the motions of it. How is that? You know, as I understand life more and more, I'm understanding there's more and more for everybody out there. Well, there's an unlimited amount of everything. Unselfishness, but how is the world too selfish today to move forward? As I understand life now, I love that word, understand. It's a freedom. I understand life up to this point. How does that free you up to understand what's going on and to move your life forward, to see this what you feel is security is actually an insecurity? Because a paycheck is a very insecure thing these days. Yeah, they're nice, don't get me wrong. But the other people control your destiny. And that's what I'm really understanding with a paycheck nowadays. And the wisdom I've developed has really opened me up to understand that life is a sovereign innocence. When I say sovereign innocence, life is independent of everything I blamed it for. And that kind of woke me up when I said that and understand that. So when I choose to experience this and I let go and I burn the bridges, it isn't a leap of faith. It's lust and trust. And that is where the world is really lacking, is lusting and trust. As I see life move forward today, it's really opening up to new things in a bolder way. But when I quit looking for help and I quit thinking I was helping people, instead I look for people that will allow me to open my guides to glide through life, and I show people their own talent, their wisdom, innovation, and talent, they'll expand their life. It's a wisdom. It's wisdom, innovation, talent energizes mammoth money flow. My mammoth money flow. So it's really wisdom. And that is what we're really looking for life, is the talent of the people. So what are your talents? What are you afraid, talents are you afraid to show people? Because you may not get it back, or something may not happen the way you think, and all this other hunky-dory stuff. What is it that life has specially unique for you? What is your unique lesson to expand through life? And how do you expand through life? Or do you kind of stay stuck in the same and hold back and realize it's the mundane of the same and everything else is just going forward and you're staying the same? I've caught myself at this many times. I think I'm doing it, but I feel I'm not. So how do you get the feeling and the emotion to go forward? That is the thing, because it's going to be the oceans of emotion that move your life forward in a bolder way. And I have a book coming out called I Approve of Me Sets Me Free. I Forgive Me, I'm Free is out. Flow in the Glow, Money is My Friend CD. You know, I've got a different vocabulary. Everything I do now is in the first person, because nobody understands who's you. Who's you? You do this. Who's you? So if I personalize it and people read it, they're reading their own stuff, and that will expand you more than anything in the world. And as far as everything else, that was all hindsight, but at the time, everything feels good. And as we open up and expand through life, where do you strive to be tomorrow? Not next week, not just tomorrow night. Where do you strive to start tomorrow morning? How is tomorrow going to present new wisdom, or the present moment of the next daylight hours? How is that going to produce new wisdom for you to live your dreams and expand your dreams? How is that going to happen for you? And how will that flow when it happens? And that's what my Expand Through Life seminar is all about. It is about expanding life and living life. And we really choose to open up to this. we really choose to expand ourselves and live a dream and really have fun doing it. How are you afraid to, how do you ignore having fun these days? Because everybody's so wound up and about all the things going on, Obamacare and all this. There is such a barrage of negativity out there. The people are the oceans of optimism to expand people out of that. How are you that? My website is cowboy-wisdom.com, and that is how people expand through things. And as I move forward in life, life begins anew every day, because it's a new day, the dream is being expanded, but it's being energized by me. That is something I really choose to open up to. And all my books and all my writings, that's what they're all about, is the freedom of it. And as we see the freedom, we see life go in a bold new way. So what is holding you, what are you ignoring about yourself that has to be let go of? And then what are you ignoring about your dreams? What are you afraid to hear or listen to in your inner self? And really starting to slow down and let that inner self have more and more say, because it's always took me the right way. And as I do this, I move forward and allow myself the freedom to move in a new way. And it's the freedom within ourselves to realize life is a curveball every day coming at us. Sometimes we hit it, and sometimes it's a 10-to-1 and nothing happens. And in baseball, they call that a 10-to-1 curve. It goes like up 10 feet, down to 1, but it's a strike. It goes through. It's us opening up our abilities to really unleash and hit the curves of life. Because when you can hit the curves and understand the curves, you expand. And that's where the help will never let you expand, because you're always thinking something, or you can help somebody. But when you show people you're free and it never goes away or nothing ever happens, and that is a key new thing. But what is it that you shy away from? Because I know what I'm shying away from, and it's really stepping out onto that stage of life. And I've stepped out many, many times, but now it's time to step out and be who I am. Speak my wisdom, walk my light, walk my talk. And that is where I choose to do, and that's one of the reasons I'm moving to Phoenix. And that's what my books do. And the way I've written in the last 3 years have expanded me more than anything in the world. I really give up having to be right. I've given up all this. But what I do understand is life is good. And as long as life is good, I can keep moving forward and doing things bolder, new way. But life is going to deal curveballs. And I'm hitting the curveballs now when I couldn't before. And so how are you hitting the curveballs now and things like that? But how are you getting scalped and helped, I call it? Because help is really a subconscious control. and a subconscious fear because you're always looking for help. But once you're showed, you understand you're looking for the wisdom to expand your life. And that is something I really have owned and I'm really taking ownership in. So as my life moves forward, life becomes brighter for me. And I'm not caught up in anything. And what I really understand is that I only talk about what expands me. I don't talk about a bunch of stuff and fluff. I really talk about what expands me. And that is something else that's really flowing in the go and getting in the go. And that's my website, and everything does that. And it really is handling me in a bold way and things like that. And what else is going on is life. Life happens when we're too busy trying to do anything. Life is going to keep going on, so how do you let life overcome you? Just the everyday events. I know I have. And I ain't saying it's right, wrong, or indifferent, but that's what it is. So instead of getting overwhelmed now, I facilitate life. And it really is. And my books, my Amazon pages, amazon.com/authors/Robert A. Wilson. So anyway, you can go there and see my books. I got CDs, Fear is My Friend, Money is My Friend, Flow in the Glow, and I got some other ones on my website. So this is about expanding life and never letting life go left. And when you're always trying to help somebody, you feel how you're trying to control something or be controlled. And that's what this is about expanding out of that. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My name is, and my email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And I'll see you Tuesday night, and may your life always be blessed, may your life be as blessed as you are a blessing to me and the world in a bold new way. And good night.